You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Ben Woods with Indulge, and we've got Ben on the line. Kia ora, Ben, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, thanks. How you doing?
Good. It's looking pretty cloudy up here in Tamaki Makaurau. What's the view out in Littleton?
It is looking very nice, actually. It's I would say fine, but also very still and still a bit morning-y, you know, when it's like a bit airy and the sun's not quite here, you know, which I like.
Lush, it sounds like a great Canterbury day there. I'm excited to chat to you this morning, Ben, because you've just put out a brilliant new track. It's called Hovering at Home, and there's an amazing video to go with it, which we'll talk about in a minute. But this is the start of a new era for you. You've got a new album on the way. What's it called?
It is called Dispeller.
Tell us a wee bit about this project, because it feels like it's been a wee while since we heard some new tracks from you. Have you been hard at work since the last release on the new one, or were they kind of parallel projects? How's this all come about?
Well, it was actually all from the same all the same sessions that I did kind of in, I think, starting out in 2019 and going through 2020. So it's actually been sat there a while. It feels kind of old to me, but it was like a kind of a long-winded project, so it's continued into now. But I was just over at my friend Ben Edwards, who's a producer living here in Littleton, and he's got his studio just around the corner. So I was going around there, and it was kind of all throughout COVID, so it was quite sporadic. And I don't know. It was. We did a lot of different stuff, and just came out with maybe, I think there was something like 15 tracks, and that was where Body Rhyme came from, that song I put out last year, and there's a few others that are following around, and I managed to put together this album, which is deeply exciting, and definitely, like you said, a new kind of, it feels like a new chapter to the whole thing, and the way that we recorded it, and how we worked compared to the last one. Like, just listening to that Indulge track, it's funny because I feel like when I was making that, I really had like envisioned a band, you know? Yeah. When you're listening to it, I hope the listener would envision just like, a small band, whereas I feel like with this new stuff, I feel like instead of thinking of people, like who would be in this theoretical band when I'm recording, it was turned into this much more of like a kind of shaping like a whole a world kind of thing around the tracks, you know, and working that through the instrumentation. So there's, I think with this, a bit more variance, and you kind of it gets shifted around quite a lot more, which I think makes me really happy.
I think that's a really interesting way of, I guess, differentiating those projects, because I think you're right, and maybe it's as well because with this first track, Hovering at Home, you have put out this extremely world-building video created with Martin Sagadan and Tom Chook. Tom Chook, BFM listeners will know because he's previously done Art Bank, which is one of our shows here.
Oh, yeah.
And he is a puppet master about town. He's had a fantastic puppet show that he tours in the back of a trailer, a very sort of pro-union puppet show. How did you and Tom come to collaborate on this project? And when did you think puppets, that's what I need for this song?
I think I was talking to Martin, because Martin's done all my videos. And usually I'll just come to Martin with some sort of like loose concept, and Martin will be the one that goes, all right, this is actually how we can make this work and make this a reality. And when I was like, so I've got this paranormal kind of drama plot that about me seeing some sort of alien as a child. I wanted to do it with puppets, and I've also got no money. And he was like, they were like, well, here's Tom.
And this is Tom.
I met up with Tom at this cafe, and I think I would see him around in Christchurch, because I think Tom grew up around here.
He did, yeah.
But so we just had this big yarn, and luckily Tom is, I mean, like you were saying about Tom's puppet show, I feel like when I heard about that and he was telling me all about it, I was like, great, I've definitely found the right person, because I felt like it was, you know, the same level of just surreal and extreme as what I was hoping to do with this. And so I just came up, and we spent 5 days together going through the markets in Auckland, and just trying to find knickknacks and glue them together, and kind of, I don't know, finding like butchering fish and turning bones into weird things. And it was just like this very like exhausting, quick, strange experience where we did all this in this as well, his studio. I can't remember the name of the studio, but it's built into this little train stop, maybe in somewhere like near Newmarket. But the whole thing was just so bizarre.
You sort of feel like you've had a fever dream by the time you finished it.
Yeah, totally. And there was that. There's so many times throughout that process where I was, you know, where you suddenly have these massive moments of what is the word? Just kind of, I guess, presence or awareness. I feel like while we were doing that, I would just sort of come to from this like fever dream and just be holding, I don't know, yeah, like I say, my bones or like puppets, and just being like, well, this is the first single, like,
yeah,
what am I doing?
It is an incredible video, I have to say. People really need to go and take the 5 minutes out of their day to watch it, because it's really magical, and this kind of paranormal experience that is at the centre of the track is actually genuinely quite unsettling. Even though the video is sort of funny as well, it's got kind of this sort of surreal humour to it. It's actually quite, yeah, there is a little threatening underbelly to the whole thing. What's the story behind this song? Because this is an experience that you had with your cousin as a child, is that right?
Oh yes, I'm not sure if actually that's really got anything to do with the song, to be honest, but that was definitely for some reason what the video came from,
right?
And really it was just, I would stay with my cousin a lot when I was a kid, and we just had this bizarre experience where we were in this big room falling asleep on the floor, you know, and there's this huge kind of bay window with curtains over it, similar to the video,
mm-hmm.
and there was no other, you know, shadows or reflections, and this kind of alien figure just kind of emerged as a silhouette from, you know, the moon shining on the curtains, and kind of just started kind of gyrating and dancing.
Oh,
and that is weird, and definitely if it was just me who had seen that, I would put it down to me.
Yeah,
you know.
but I was falling asleep
there, and then but then as well, my I was, like I said, with my cousin, and I was, my instinct was just to stay quiet and just, you know, be like, Ben, this is just you, just deal with it. You know, but then he was like, oh, you see that, you know, all this kind of stuff, you know, and then I knew it was real, and
wow.
And that just to me was like, I don't know, it's just one of those strange, unexplainable things that make me go, oh man, the world is magical and terrifying.
Hard out. Well, I think that sets a really interesting sort of tone for this video, and kind of for the project as well, being the first single. I'm very excited to hear more from it, Ben. When is the record going to be out in the world?
It is on the 15th of July. It'll be out. We've got it coming out through Melted Ice Cream down here.
Nice.
And Miratorio, who are in Madrid, and Shrimper Records, which is in California.
Cool. That sounds like a great little trifecta of labels there. Are you going to be taking it on tour? Are you hoping to play some shows at some point?
Absolutely, yes. I think we are, it is all being locked in as we speak, so I think
Fantastic.
There should hopefully be an announcement in the coming weeks, hopefully.
Excellent, we'll keep our eyes out for that one. I'm excited to hear more from it, but I think we should listen to the first track now, Ben. Thank you so much for chatting to us about Hovering at Home. Again, I can't recommend people go check out the video enough. Have a lovely rest of your morning, and we'll see you up in Tamaki soon.
Yes, absolutely, thanks.
Break to peace of the town. What bodies lay empty. Why do you say so? With my body I'm giving.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.